in the limelight.
A broken prime minister is still in occupation of Downing Street thanks to a billionaire class who holds a stranglehold over the governing political party, says Peter O'Born, author, in an article published under the heading Boris Johnson, the billionaire's useful idiot. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. Welcome to British Politics This Overcast. A broken prime minister is still in occupation of Downing Street and determined to stay there. This is a recipe for, at best, paralysis, at worst, chaos. More likely both. It's hard to see what will make Boris Johnson quit. The prime minister, remember, has powerful allies. Tuesday's Daily Mail, Britain's most well-drilled and powerful popular paper, is an essential read for anyone wishing to understand the near-term trajectory of British politics. It contains a series of brutal hatchet jobs on former Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, Theresa May in trousers, who the Mail accuses of leading the plotters. On its front page, the Mail lacerates the 148 Tory rebels for pressing the self-destruct button by opening the door to smirking Starmer's coalition of chaos. The big newspaper prop writers, Murdoch, Rodermere, and the Barclay family, remain loyal to Johnson. Admittedly, the Times and the Telegraph are tougher than usual on Johnson this morning, but crucially, there are no calls for him to quit. Murdoch, Mail newspapers, and the Barclays are part of Johnson's core political base. They all backed him to be Tory leader, all backed him in the 2019 general election, and all have protected Johnson during the harrowing political scandals that have dogged his premiership. These newspaper magnates are still behind the prime minister today. While this remains the case, Johnson can hope to survive. The second half of the coalition backing Johnson are the billionaire Tory donors who funded Brexit and now, in a mutation of democratic politics, effectively own Johnson's Conservative Party. In an unprecedented direct intervention by the super rich in British public life, these donors came together in defense of Johnson. They wrote a letter significantly given as an exclusive to Rupert Murdoch's Sun newspaper, awarding their unconditional support to Boris Johnson. As the Sun emphasized, this letter was signed by some of the richest men in Britain, including billionaire J.C.B. boss Lord Bamford, property magnate Sir Tony Gallagher, and Corfon warehouse founder David Ross. Other names reported The Sun include multi-millionaire financier Howard Shore and mega-rich Simon Rubin, who alongside brother David is worth £116 billion. The letter, which emphasized the talking points of Johnson's political campaign, announced that Johnson enjoyed the unwavering support of the billionaires who signed it. The authors of the letter seem to have felt no need to say out loud the unspoken threat that they would withhold funds from any Tory leader who dared to supplant Johnson. But the Johnson campaign team felt no such inhibitions. Johnson loyalist Nadine Dorries, Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport, went straight onto national TV and in a remarkable statement told the Sky political editor Beth Rigby this: The Conservative Party donors have said themselves that they aren't going to support the party if the PM is removed. I think a number of MPs in the marginal seats need to hear that and need to understand what they are doing. £80 million those donors have donated to the Conservative Party over recent times. We can only guess how many Tory MPs were terrified into supporting Johnson by this stark warning, amounting to an attempt at financial blackmail, that Tory donors would stop issuing checks if they voted the wrong way last night. But we can say for certain this was a dark moment in modern British democratic politics. A Tory cabinet minister setting out in stark terms that billionaires hold a stranglehold over the governing political party. We've never seen this openly stated by a senior active Tory politician before. This means it was a revelatory moment that, oh, to redefine the way in which Johnson premiership should be framed. So far, Johnson's many media allies have presented the prime minister as a cheeky chappy with common touch fighting a popular campaign against a distant liberal elite. Flawed for certain, a liar and a cheat, but always fighting for ordinary people. That claim has always been misleading. From the start of his premiership, ex-journalist Johnson has been the creature of the big media owners acting in alliance with deracinated financial capital. For all of his incompetence, falsehoods, and lack of vision, Boris Johnson still has their support today. Over the coming weeks, the British media will paint Britain's ongoing political crisis as the story of an embattled prime minister fighting a desperate struggle for survival. There is some truth in that dramatic, easily comprehensible narrative, but much greater forces are at work. The billionaire class put their man Boris Johnson in Downing Street 3 years ago. He suits them well because he does what they want. Johnson is at the apex of a system of government that hands out contracts, supplies favors, slashes regulation, attacks the rule of law, reduces the right of working people, and favors the marketplace above the state. The brilliance of Boris Johnson is that he does all of this while pretending to be on the side of ordinary working people. That's why the super rich love Boris, the billionaire's useful idiot. For all his faults, let's face it, Johnson was a shambles when he appeared on late-night British TV to declare victory after Tory leadership vote. Disheveled, gibbering, incoherent. This wounded prime minister blamed the media, shamelessly linked his fortunes to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and nonsensically claimed he had more supporters than when elected Tory leader 3 years ago. It made for painful viewing. Johnson has not simply lost the support of more than one-third of his parliamentary party. He's lost contact with reality, but not with the billionaires. The real story of the next few desperate months is not whether Boris Johnson, a truly wretched and discredited political figure, can survive. It's about whether the system of government, in the interest of the super rich he has come to represent, can be overturned.